the upsurge of violence, gender-based violence, especially among younger women, is an emerging social epidemic in Zimbabwe which we need to tackle.
Can you explain what exactly should happen when a child or anyone reports that they have been sexually abused or sexually assaulted? What is the procedure?
The pathway now begins with reporting to the health center. That's where the pathway now begins. It no longer begins with the police. It no longer begins with other care providers, although they are part of the chain. So really the message to say that, the first port of call is to present to the nearest health center. And I know that there's been a lot of capacity building, a lot of training of certainly public healthcare staff to deal better with such cases, because I remember in the past that such cases, would always be asked, where is your police report? And then they wouldn't really have the full access to care. And we're dealing with a number of issues there. There's psychological trauma. We're dealing with the possibility of unwanted pregnancy, the possibility strongly of infection, and with the initiative to provide post-exposure prophylaxis. And that post-exposure prophylaxis has a certain window of time period to prevent the transmission of HIV to victims of sexual abuse.